From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, March 12, 2026. Conservative advocate Erica Kirk came to Little Rock on Wednesday. Kirk is the CEO of political advocacy group Turning Point USA and the widow of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated in September. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave remarks with Kirk at the governor's mansion. Sanders signed a proclamation encouraging students to start Turning Point chapters at their colleges and high schools. Kirk said many students attempting to build school chapters face backlash.
And if you're a chapter leader or you're part of a chapter and you are a believer in Christ and you are getting persecuted for your faith and your values, someone comes up and flips your table, someone throws all of your resources on the ground, count it all joy. You're being persecuted because you believe in Jesus Christ. Count it all joy.
The language of the proclamation did not mandate schools create TPUSA chapters. A press conference held by the Young Democrats of Arkansas prior to the governor's announcement sharply criticized the move. Democratic Party Chair retired Colonel Marcus Jones cited the Equal Access Act, signed by President Ronald Reagan, which protects students' right to organize by political affiliation without discrimination.
That means if a Club America chapter is allowed in every high school and college across our state, a Young Democrat chapter will be as well. To those students that are listening, if your high school or college refuses to let you start a club at your school, the Democratic Party of Arkansas has your back. Our lawyers will have something to say about that.
Courts have generally allowed students in public high schools and colleges to start ideological and religious clubs. Protests outside of the Erica Kirk event became heated as the afternoon wore on. Arkansas State Police say a trooper was injured and three people were arrested after a fight broke out. In multiple videos posted online, a protester can be seen approaching a man and woman near a parked vehicle. When the protester gets close, the man slaps them and the woman shoves them. As other protesters arrive, police intervene, tackling them to the ground. State police told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette they arrested two women who are facing a charge of second-degree battery and one man who is facing charges of obstruction of justice resisting arrest. Their names have not been released. On Facebook, group The People's Protests and Marches of Arkansas said, quote, several protesters were assaulted and then arrested, while the people who attacked them walked away without consequences. Members of Congress will hold a hearing in Little Rock this week focused on the city's public housing agency. A subcommittee on the House Committee of Financial Services will hold the hearing Friday morning to discuss the Little Rock Housing Authority. The agency has been plagued by administrative and financial problems for years. The authority's director, Nadine Jarman, and at-large Little Rock City Director Joan Adcock are among the witnesses set to testify in the hearing, which will be held Friday at the Cowles Main Library in Little Rock. The city of Lone Oak is urging residents not to use water. Officials say an unsafe concentration of fluoride and chlorine may have entered the water supply during maintenance, and that boiling water is not enough to make the water safe to drink. Police are handing out one case of bottled water per family at Lone Oak City Hall for the time being. Officials say water can still be used for laundry, hand washing, and flushing toilets, but that it is unclear when the city's water will be drinkable once again. Residents of a northwest Arkansas city were in court Wednesday, alleging a nearby landfill is releasing noxious air pollution. The Arkansas Times reports three Tontytown residents are suing the landfill's owner, Eco Vista LLC. Residents say they are experiencing health problems from toxic gases coming off the landfill. State inspectors have said that levels are normal, but testing commissioned by the city found hydrogen sulfide levels at 2,000 times the normal concentration. Motorcyclists from across the country are traveling to Central Arkansas this summer. The National Biker Roundup has chosen Little Rock as its 2026 destination. Little Rock Mayor Frank Scott Jr. made the announcement at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds on Wednesday. Donald Young is the CEO of the National Biker Roundup. He says he's excited to bring the event to Little Rock for its 49th year.
The historic event started in 1977. We had a vision to make sure that we gather a lot of motorcycle and motorcycle group to bring unity, respect, brotherhood, and sisterhood into the community. So for nearly five decades, we decided that it's time to do something different, which is bringing National Biker Roundup all over the states.
The National Biker Roundup will be held July 28th through August 2nd at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. Young said the event will also have family-friendly activities, including a concert. He added the event will have a significant economic impact on the capital city, estimating around 40,000 bikers will attend the event.
So our data show that if you have 10,000 or 20,000 people, each one of those individuals is going to end up paying $400. And if you do the math, we're going to bring over $1 million here in Little Rock, Arkansas.
National Biker Roundup chooses a new location each year. Last year, bikers met in Gonzales, Texas. This will be Little Rock's second time hosting the Roundup. It first came to the Natural State in 2016. Three finalists are in the running to lead the Arkansas School for Mathematics, Sciences, and the Arts. Among the finalists are Peter Guess, a former Hendricks College professor and current economic policy director at the nonprofit Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. Also in the running are Derek McDowell, director of secondary academics for the Amarillo, Texas Independent School District, as well as Carlos Lassiter, vice president for student affairs and community engagement at the Austin College in Sherman, Texas. The three finalists will visit the campus over the next few days. University of Arkansas System President Jay Silveria will decide which of the three to refer to the system's Board of Trustees for approval. Clouds are moving out today. We have a few days of sunshine forecasted. 60 degrees your high today. Low tonight is 43. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.